You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Rashford is in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you,
man. Guys in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Oh. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mugger. It's just the three of us today. I'm going to go straight into it. Timmy, how are you feeling?
All good, bro. I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good time to be a fan at the moment, it seems, but we'll see in it.
All right. Alex, how are you doing, bro? It's been a minute.
Hey, listen, I'm blessed, man. I'm good, you know me. Just been grinding, but listen, Man United, man, they're making me so happy at the moment. So they're buying, they're extending their lease with me. The lease is
a renewal deal, yeah.
I think I'm happy at the club again. I say,
come like Mata, 1 year extension. So.
Listen, I'm here for the vibes, you know.
Oh, man. All right, before we get into it, you know, I got to do. I'm not going to say the boring stuff, the exciting stuff. So yeah, if you're not already registered for the Discord, you know how that goes, man. It's always popping live entertainment there. We'll be registering our new agenda 21 and 22. Fairly shortly for that.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're not already registered, make sure you sign up and join that. If you haven't already, we've got a few more Patreon pieces coming up for you in the next couple of weeks. So if you haven't signed up to that, make sure you do some good analysis on there. We recently done a piece on some DMs, man, you should sign. So again, great content there. And then subscribe to the YouTube. And I've got to mention FanSlide quickly. So the world's first in-play football, fantasy football game. It's free to play. There's cash to be won there. And they've doubled the referral fee on there. So if you're not already registered, get on that. Add Touchline Fracas as a friend. And there's hella prizes in this Euros set of games as well. So, cool. Now I've done that, we can get straight into it. I know we've done a midweek pod on Sancho and all the bliss that's happening there, but it looks like we're moving forward. We're still progressing. John Murtough looks like he's serious this time around. Looks like the Man United boys are serious. So we've been linked with two players quite heavily. The first of them, Camavinga, hearing reports that he might be inclined to join United. I think last week, a lot of the noise we were hearing was that PSG was likely his preferred destination. But it seems that 30 million might do it for us. Timmy, what are you saying? You buying this? You buying these reports? Or should we not get excited?
Bro, I'm excited, you know. I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I've been a fan of Camavinga for a couple years still. And just hearing quality names, like, especially quality young names, like, that's my bag. You get me? Like, I love young, rising ballers. And this brother right here, he's special, man. He is special. The fact that he's only got a year left on his contract, United could swoop in on a 30 million euro thing. What? Bro, listen. I try not to get too overexcited, because soon I get happy, soon they make me sad. You know what I mean? But, bro, it's hard. It's hard. Like, the mood is jumpy at the moment. They got me on the 21 and 22 campaign. They got me on the campaign, bro. So,
what do you reckon our chances is? Because obviously, yeah, the reports last week were saying that he was kind of holding out for a deal from PSG. Obviously, this week, it looks like we're in for him. But then I also saw reports today earlier saying Real Madrid are in for him. And I can't remember who the other team.
Chelsea.
Yeah, so I don't know what to make of it. Do you think his agent is playing us up a bit? I know he's got that John Barnett guy. I don't know how serious to take this. I don't want to get heartbroken.
Do you know what I think, yeah? I think with transfers and footballers and players, yeah, their agents are always talking to multiple clubs. Sancho's agents were probably talking to other clubs as well, but it's just that Man United was just a thing for Sancho. Do you get it? If the player shows intent to wanting to come to a club or wanting to move somewhere, yeah, reports are going to come out that... And also, remember, reports come up to raise the price as well, to like, for negotiation purposes. Mm-hmm. There's different reasons why different reports come out. So I don't think that... Well, the reason why I believe it personally is because we are the kings of getting young ballers for 30 million. Martial, Amad Diallo. you know what I'm saying?
It's just the transfer fee that's bought you.
Hey, listen, that's our trend, isn't it? So Camavinga for 30 million. I didn't know much about him. I'm not going to come and lie on this pod. But I didn't. I've seen. Now that I know about him and I've watched him for France, oh my days. For Rennes as well, I watched some highlights. This boy is special. Like, yes. I rate Foden. So, like, I'm rating Camavinga along them sides. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, yeah. You can just tell when someone's special. So, yeah, I'm with it. I believe it. I'm buying it.
All the noise is saying that he's a generational talent. So, I think in that position as well, I think, like, you see the profile of player required to play that position really well. Some of the players that we've been linked with, like Declan Rice, does the defensive side well. Not quite so good as we've seen in the Euros, perhaps. Same. Like, if you look at someone like Jorginho, really good in possession, really good with the ball, but perhaps don't carry some of the energy that you need to get around the pitch.
I think a lot of people think that he's a DM. I'm telling you now, he's not a DM.
I've seen that as well, yeah, but I think he has the skill set to play anywhere in the midfield.
Yeah. I won't disagree with that, but that doesn't mean that he's a DM. You get what I mean?
Is this in the midfielder?
Right, you take away a lot of his. For me, he's a box-to-box midfielder. He, not in terms of build, and he's a lot better defensively, but in terms of getting into the opposition ball box, carrying the ball with power and pace. I know that this is the stereotype.
The forbidden words.
He honestly, in that sense, I liken him to someone like Yaya. Because he's a powerful runner. He carries the ball well. He dribbles well. He's got the finesse with it as well. He can also defend very well. But I just think keeping him as a DM just limits what he can also bring going forward for the team. Box to box.
Don't you feel like that's the issue that we have with Pogba? Because I was listening last week as well and on Touchline and Muga, and they were saying that if Pogba was to go, a Camavinga would have to come in and be his replacement almost like immediately. So, like, don't you feel like Man United kind of stifled Pogba anyway? So wouldn't you be scared that the same thing would happen to Camavinga? He might be boxed because he's so good. Yeah. You know, sometimes you're some of your own success. So, like, he can be so good. They're like, nah, just stay there, bro. Trust me.
I think the difference between Pogba and Camavinga is that Camavinga is only 18 years old. Pogba was bought for a world record fee. Huge potential, huge upside, obviously. But we bought him at the beginning of his prime, right? Camavinga isn't in his prime yet. Like, he probably won't be in his prime for another, like, three, four, five years.
You know, yeah, trust.
We're literally buying
potential
here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas Pogba was ready made. He'd already been in team of the year, European teams of the year. He'd already been in like Ballon d'Or conversation. He'd already been into a final of a European Championship, a final of a Champions League, and balled, by the way. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we knew what we were getting with him. This is, he was a ready-made star. Camavinga's not a ready-made star, so to put so much pressure on him at this age, for me, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think with Pogba, obviously Pogba has the physical attributes to play DM, but he doesn't, to me, he doesn't have the mental attributes to play DM. Or he's decided that he just doesn't want to do it. Either way, the mental stats aren't there. Whereas with Camavinga, I think he has both in it, and he's shown that he can play DM. So yeah, I take your point, Timmy, in that you might be restricting some of his skills if you only play him as a six. But then I look at people like Verratti, and I think if you've got that intelligence to hold, you can make the role your own, man, to be honest. And I think you also have to remember
Verratti's got thing with him as well. He's got Gay with him.
Yeah,
he had he's a centre mid they had before.
Paredes.
So he has defensive minded midfielders next to him or behind him or whatever, which allows him license to also, you know, get forward and do what he needs to do in the final third. So for someone like a Camavinga, if we are buying him to replace Pogba, then we need a DM.
Yeah.
We must grab a DM as well. If we're buying him alongside Pogba, I might be okay with him playing at DM, you know, for the time being. For the time being. But, like, I see his future as a box-to-box. The guy's a monster, man, honestly. You just can't box someone so good. You just can't do it, man. Not for me, anyway.
I hear that. All right, let's hope we actually get the deal sorted and get it done and over the line. Seems like £30 million, I think, will do it. They're saying €30 million might not be enough. On to another one, Varane. Again, one of those where I think we've kind of chased him in previous years, and he's always kind of been high on our target list. Varane's a fan of United. We're fans of him. I think for me, the doubt here is that do I see Real Madrid letting go two of probably their most iconic centre-backs in a long time in one transfer window with only Alaba coming in to replace them? It seems like Varane's done everything he can at Real Madrid, but again, I don't want to get suckered into another story and then his agent's just using it as bait to get him a new contract. So, Alex, I'm going to go to you first. What do you think of this, and what do you think of signing Varane as well?
Me, you know me, you know what I'm going to say, bro. I'm buying a dream, bro. Like, I think everything's real, bro. I think, do you know what it is about this season? I just feel like Man United have seen the Super League. Like, it's given everyone a bit of a kick up their arse. Like, Chelsea bought very well last year, do you know what I'm saying? And Man United has
Ziyech as well. I don't know about that one.
Okay, but generally, overall, There were more successes than failures. We can kind of say that, yeah? Cool. With Man United, I just feel like we needed to catch up, bro. We didn't do enough. We know we didn't do enough. The Glazers, boy, fans are on their ass. So right now, they're just sanctioning anything goes right now. With this John Murtagh, like, listen, I think everything right now is real, in my opinion. Like, I feel like Man United are actively trying to get these guys. Like, 100%. So, what do I think of him coming in? Boy, him next to Maguire, for me, would make so much sense, because I don't want to see Lindelof next to Maguire next season. Maguire right now, he's a wall. He's transformed. We'll get onto that. But
boy, I don't want to say it. You can.
Yeah. We'll get onto that. Boy. But I think Varane next to Maguire for me. Luke Shaw, Wan-Bissaka, bro. Our defense is not mad.
There wouldn't be many better defenses in Europe.
Do you get it? It's not mad shaky anyway. Now with Varane, people can say what they want to say. I'm taking Varane at 40 million, 250k a week. I don't care. I'll take it. 150 a week. I don't care anything. I'll take it. Yeah. Because people are acting like, do you know what people love to do? They love to, like, oh, what if we have Lindelof, bros? Like, guys, wake up. We have Lindelof. We want to win the league. We want to get far in Champions League, you know? So, like, all these doubts and that, let's just get it. Let's see what happens. If it flops, it flops. Let's get it first.
Timmy, are the doubts warranted about his actual playing? I know he hasn't had a great season, but...
He had a bad season last season. I would say that. But in a bad season, Real Madrid still finished, like, 1 point off the top or so, I believe. It was 1 point off the top. So they took it to the final day. They could have still won the trophy. I think there's a lot more to come from Varane. I don't think he's covered himself in the most glory after this Euros either. I didn't think he was great. But, you know, sometimes players just need a change of environment. And a change of environment will do them a world of good. On top of that, you now want to impress your new club when you move. So, you know, I would expect less mistakes. I'd expect him to be a lot more switched on. I'd expect him to somewhat lead, because I'm obviously on record as saying that Maguire is not the best leader. But, you know, Maguire's been very steady for the past 6 months. So I can't really knock him. So bringing someone like Varane in next to him is a huge upgrade. And at the moment, we're really starved for top, I don't want to say generational, but, you know, like, over the past 20 years, the pool of centre-backs that are available now is nothing like it was 10, 15 years ago.
People are going after, people are going after defenders that can pass.
Right. And not even just that, because I don't think that the centre-backs around right now are great centre-backs. I think in other eras, they're nobodies. They're like mid-table centre-backs even, right? But for what we've got now, Varane is in the upper echelon of centre-backs in world football. 100%. So if you've got the chance to get him, you don't blink twice.
Yeah.
You put him next to Maguire. You put him next to Maguire, and you hope for the, and not even hope for the best, because I expect solidity.
Yeah,
I expect solidity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not even just that. It's just the name itself. We'll have strikers thinking, "Oh shit!" You know what I mean? Varane. You know what I mean? We know that this guy's a ball ever centre back. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, not many people watch the guy to know that his season wasn't the best last year. For whatever reason, I know he was injured for a bit as well, but you know, not enough people watch him to know that he wasn't great last year. So the name holds so much weight. You know what I mean? Danny Ings ain't gonna want to come up against Varane.
Facts.
He's gonna see, oh, bro, like this beast from Real Madrid. You know what I mean? So, bro, bring him in. We need competency at centre back. We need a partnership. We need a partnership that. Bro, we don't want no pussies in it. I'm sorry, Lindelof. Bro, you know I like him as a defender. I really do like him as a defender, but he's just a pussy.
Yeah.
You can't be a pussy and be centre-back. You cannot. So, yeah, give me Varane quickly.
He's actually a vagina. Cool.
So, just like before we move on from there, I know we've been touted as going in for Koundé as an alternative in the event that we don't get Varane, like... I don't watch that much La Liga, so I don't really know about him. I've gone off the hype. They say he's good, but he's 5'10" as a centre back. I saw him play for France, and I know he played right back, but he was a shaky warrior. So, have any of you actually pre'd Koundé and able to vouch for him?
Nope. Yeah, I've seen a few games in passing. I watched him last season, actually, towards the back end against no, not Atletico. It was, yeah, it was Atletico Bilbao. They lost that game 1-0, I believe. They lost that game 1-0. I had a bet on, obviously. But yeah, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. He looked good to me, man.
Yeah.
He's not very tall, yeah, but he reads the game well. He plays out from the back very well. And he's imposing. Even though he's small, he's very imposing. You know he's there. He's quick. He's strong as well. So as an alternative, I would take him. You know, our squad is quite tall already as it is. So I don't think having a centre-back that's 5'10 is really that that big an issue. But that's just me.
I hear that. I also saw him against United. I can't remember if it was this season we played him or last season, and he didn't seem outstanding to me.
Oh, but what, in the semi-final?
Yeah.
I won't even lie. I won't even pay attention to him. So I can't even remember. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I weren't convinced. All right, cool. Well, that looks like is it for our transfer news. But hopefully we come back this time next week and we're celebrating another W. But yeah, we know how this football goes. So I might have to
exercise. You already know that there'll be a midweek pod.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, quick one.
Facts. We'll run on quickly. All right, so preseason started today. And yeah, obviously, some of the boys are back. Some of the boys are on holiday. Some of the boys are still in action. But I was having to think about some of our players last season who perhaps may not have cemented or solidified their place in the side, and wanted to get you lot's thoughts on them. Perhaps grade their season A to F, and then what you think they're going to do for this season. So obviously, you lot spoke about the back four. If Varane comes in, would be one of the best back fours in Europe. But we've still got the keeper situation to address. So looks like Kendo is going to be our number one for this Premier League season. How did you lot grade his last season? And what do you lot think about his potential? And how would you grade the upcoming season for him based on what you've seen thus far? I'm going to go to you first, Timmy. I know you have strong words.
Kendo. I guess I'll give him a C minus. A C minus. He's still hella shaky for me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. He's still hella shaky for me. But we've seen some games where he's showing potential, but he'll show the potential, and then in another game, he'll have a stinker. So, yeah, I'm going to say C minus. I think, what, you mean potential for this season?
Yeah.
What do you feel? Okay, so like, C minus was last season.
Yeah, C-. What do you think last season? This season?
This season, with a better back four, I assume he'll be tested less. So I'm going to go B plus.
That enough to keep him as United goalkeeper?
I think you can have a B-plus goalkeeper, yeah. I think you can have a B-plus level goalkeeper.
All right. Alex?
Well, do you have to do it in a grade metric?
Yeah, grade.
Yeah, cool.
What are you going to do, numbers?
Yeah, out of 10, yeah, man, basically.
Well, have I made it too difficult for you?
Yeah, like, I'm after grade.
I can see your brain, like, thinking it through.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, what, how the hell do you deduce a C minus and a C plus and a C? Like,
bro, C minus is like what, 5 out of 10, isn't it? Like,
okay,
your vibes it, just vibes it.
Let me vibes it. Cool. Last season for me, yeah, I would agree. Like, he was shaky, man. Like, C minus, because he was shaky, man. There was times I was actually thinking, maybe I was just hyping him. Maybe I was just too angry.
We were just hyping him.
Yeah, we were just angry at De Gea. Like, but nah. Yeah. Next season, I would say he's going to improve. He's young. Keepers don't really peak at young ages, man. He's young. So I would say next season, especially with Varane and Harry Maguire and Luke Shaw, best left back in the world.
Gilberto Carlos.
Gilberto. Hey. You see, Luke? Hey, Lukey. It's Lukey's world, boy. What was I going to say? So, yeah, with those four, I'll say, honestly, like Timmy said, maybe a B minus. Because I still think he's like a shaky Don. Like, there's a couple times he's going to get tested and we're going to be very, very upset. I really do feel like that's going to happen next season.
Yeah,
I really feel like he's going to upset us.
Okay. So what do you think? What would you lot do with the goalkeeping department then? Would you keep him as, if you had the choice, him as number one over De Gea?
No.
Nah. De Gea last season as number one. Bro, and him in every single cup game, though.
I just don't think Henderson is ever going to be better than De Gea.
Yeah, maybe.
I just don't think he's ever going to be better than De Gea.
Maybe we should just buy another keeper, innit?
But I'd give Hendo all the cup games because I can't deal with another penalty shootout with De Gea.
De Gea can't save penalties to save his life.
Champions League final, put Hendo in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 100%.
Just put Hendo in there, bro. Because I cannot deal with another penalty shootout.
That's where we're going, yeah? Champions League final, yeah?
No, I can't.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's move on from De Gea then. Pogba. First of all, do you lot reckon he stays this season?
Mm-hmm. He's staying, man.
I think he might go, bro.
He's staying, man. Where's he going to go for what? I think he's staying one more season. The next season, he's gone.
Yeah.
Letting him go for free, I just don't think we will.
No. Bro, I saw a report today saying that he's going to sign an extension for 1 year so that we can make peas and then he's gone.
He ain't doing that, bro. After the way we treated him, he's not.
Yeah, no way.
He ain't gonna do that for us. Mino won't let him do that for us. No way. I think the reason PSG aren't going all out for Camavinga is because they feel like they've got a very, very good chance of getting Paul Pogba. I think they might actually want us to get Camavinga. I know Fabrizio said yesterday that signing Camavinga has no bearing on what happens with Paul Pogba, but I think it does, innit? I really do.
But Fabrizio be vibing it recently.
You know what I mean, bro? Yeah.
Recently?
Isn't it?
I've been
saying this guy's a fraud. They were calling me a hater, bro. The guy's a fraud, fam.
I think, bro,
why would Pogba stay? Like, why?
I know.
We go through this all the time. But like,
there's
why?
No reason why for him to stay at all. But I just don't think he'll go. I don't know. How much are they going to pay? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. How much are Man United willing to sell him for? That's what I just don't know.
So if you're grading this season last year, Alex, would you grade it on? And then this season, what do you think? If he stays, what were you giving him?
Last season. I like Pogba last season. I think he had a very, very decent season. Last season, I say B, you know.
Okay.
Last season, I say B, you know. I'm pushing towards B+. B+.
You're moving a bit stingy with that plus, though.
Yeah. B+, maybe even A-. No, I really like Pogba last season. I can't lie. He was injured, I lie. He was injured for majority, throughout the new year and that. We really missed him. Oh, my gosh. Mm. We really missed him. And as soon as he came back, A-. Because as soon as he came back, I have memory problems. As soon as he came back, he was like, bro, Bruno even started to say, maybe I should just be simple. And then you get it, like, his effect on the team in general is too strong for me not to say that he was an A-. Like, I think Pogba last season was really, really good, man. Like, he did what he could in it. Next season, if he stays, and maybe with Sancho and all the other ballers, he might just say, fuck it, let me just give you guys one more. But I don't know. I don't think it'll be his best season for us. So maybe a B. Right. B. Yeah, okay. I don't think he'll pull up trees next season. Trees. If he stays, I don't think he'll do anything anything more than he needs to.
All right. Timmy, what are you saying? Are we going to see some of that French form or no?
Bro, Pogba, this season, I'm giving him a B+.
Okay, yeah.
Title charge started with him, ended without him.
Without him.
And that's facts. United started stepping on the gas and started looking like serious contenders at the beginning of December, and that's when Pogba's form started. United started looking like scrubs straight after the first half of that Everton game when he got injured. So, I know he had a really shaky start to the season, and I am taking that into consideration, and which is why I'm only giving him a B+, or else for me it would have been an A. He's been solid. He's had a really, really solid. He had a really, really solid season, and should he stay, there's no excuses for him to not have a better season, especially since we've improved the team. There's no more excuses for Pogba. Like, bro, I'd give him all the excuses about how the team's not good enough, like he's playing with bums, blah, blah,
he's not
blah,
playing
blah,
with bums.
Yeah, no more. If we get no the signings more, that we're supposed to be getting, he's not playing with bums no more. So there's no excuse. So I'm saying A plus.
Okay.
He's got to be he'll have to be team of the season in midfield.
Okay. Are we gonna see that A star French form?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
I believe we will.
So I have a theory, I don't know if this is accurate.
Oh god.
I think he gets more time in that at international level to pick his passes. So it'll be interesting to see if he can come and do the same thing at United. Obviously, he's got Mbappe versus Rashford in it, so it's slightly different. But yeah,
it's not even slightly. I don't think people understand the difference is huge. Like, yeah. I feel like people don't underestimate how good Mbappe is and how good his movement is. To teach movement, it takes years. Some people just have it and some people just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when you have to teach it to someone, bloody hell. Marcus Rashford needs that. He needs movement coaching.
They need to give him all the lessons.
Because I think with what Pogba does in our club, I think when he goes here, I'm kind of like a stance like this. Like when he goes here, these people will see Pepe because you don't understand. This guy does so much with so little. Mm. Yeah. And you're talking about having more time. I still think at Man United, he pitches his passes kind of well. Like, he still kind of has time. So, like, I don't think it's even more time. Cool. I think he's just more secure in France. Mm. Even you can just tell in the way he plays, he's just way more secure. Yeah. So, yeah.
But
all right. Everyone's favorite player, Bruno Fernandes.
Whoa. That's your boy, fam. That's your uncle. That's your cousin, fam. Timmy, is that meant to resemble putting Bruno in a spliff? Or?
Oh, no. I don't even know why I was doing that. Man. I actually don't even know why I was doing that.
Anyway.
I'm not about to put Bruno in a spliff, to be honest. I'm not about to put him in a spliff.
What do you think? Last season, I think
last season, you cannot give Bruno anything less than an A.
Hmm.
Bro, 28 goals and what, like 20 assists or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I do not think he's going to be that good this season. But last season, you have to give him an A. I know that he drifts in and out of games. I know that a lot of his goals are penalties. I know that he's not the most pleasing footballer on the eye to watch. But numbers don't lie. 28 goals, 20 assists, plenty of bangers in there as well. Plenty of bangers in there. So, you can't give him anything less than an A. Next season, his level shouldn't drop anything below a B.
What do you think we're going to see from him in terms of numbers?
I think he'll hit a double-double, probably.
Yeah.
I think he'll hit a double-double, but we don't have to play through Bruno anymore, you know? Exactly. And he's going to get a lot more rest time because it seems like our depth is getting a lot better. I'd maybe say like all competitions, maybe like 13 goals, 13 assists, something along them lines. Which would be very good again, by the way.
Yeah. Alex, do you see anything different?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's either one or two things are going to happen. Yeah. It's either Bruno's going to continue to shine and get bare numbers and Sancho doesn't get anything, or it levels out and Sancho like becomes a focal point of attack and Bruno the dependency kind of, or he just goes full sicko mode and he's like, fuck Sancho, I don't give a fuck about Sancho. And he just goes, you know, Bruno has the capacity to do anything. So hopefully Ollie starts to reprimand him a bit more next season because there's going to be way more options. Last season, I kind of got it. Pogba or die, Bruno or die, you get it? Rashford or die. So I kind of get it. But this next season, I think he's, numbers-wise, I think Bruno's a sicko, you know, guys. I think he's still going to get, like, 15 goals, 14 assists, you know. The guy is a sicko.
I tend to agree. Okay, one guy, I don't think we need to even rate his last season, but I am interested to see how he's going to fare this season.
Zero.
Because he's been, like, he's the forgotten man, innit? But Anthony Martial's still on our books, innit? So You lot don't even got a grading, but I'm curious how many Premier League goals you think he's going to bag this season and whether you think he's
five. Five. Two.
Man, but Cavani's a year old guy. I'm coming to defend Martial, man. I know I've given him a lot of stick. Mm. I know he's been a bum. I'm coming to defend AM9, bro. You've got another chance. I'm giving you another chance, bro. I'm giving you another chance. I think he's going to have a good season. I really do.
But what is a good season in your eyes?
You know what? Fuck it. He's scoring 20 goals.
What?
He's getting 20.
League.
All comp. And if he starts firing properly in the Premier League, he'll get 20 league goals as well.
Okay.
If he starts firing properly in the Premier League. Yeah, because we know there's like Cavani's going to get dropped out at some point. If Martial takes his chance when he gets it, 100. Banging 20 in the Prem.
Cavani gets more goals than Martial this season.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Cavani ended the season on fire.
How much?
Okay.
So how much you want to bet?
Yeah, how much?
Who's gonna finish of all the strikers? Add Greenwood in there.
Wait, hold on, bro. We don't see men are trying to make a bet here.
I thought you said you're giving it up, bro.
I'm giving out with the bookies, bro. I don't
yeah,
bet
he
with
bets
bookies.
With Amanda.
With bedrooms, okay. Yeah, all right. It's cool. All right. What, a bill?
A clean bill, live on air.
Right. What? Live on air, most goals scored.
All comps, bro, not just in the league. All comps.
Bro, if Cavani breaks his leg or Martial breaks his leg, we lose.
We lose, yeah, bro.
All right, cool, 100, let's go.
Cool, let's go, right, clean bill. Cause, yeah, thanks, Steve, man. Let's go.
Boy, you heard it here, boy. All right. Who do you think is gonna get more goals, Greenwood or Martial?
Greenwood. Greenwood's a shooter. Greenwood just needs a clean two months in front of goal, and he's gonna get like 15 goals, bro.
Martial is gonna end the season as our top scorer.
Listen,
I know it's mad coming from me. Yeah, I know, but. This Martial remontada might be something we've never seen before.
It might be something we've just begun 2 minutes ago. Is it just based on vibes or do you know?
No, bro. I was talking about it the other day to one of my brethren as well. I was like, you know what? I just feel like he's going to do something. Bro, he cannot be... Bro, when have we ever seen a season of Anthony Martial like last season?
Last season was so
when
bad.
When have we ever seen a season like that?
Why did people it happen?
Think, no, but the thing is, people think that is now him. But bro, that's not him. He had a bad season. We're chalking off Varane's bad season, are we not?
Nah, but Martial's season.
We're chalking
was
off his bad
horrible.
Season.
But
Varane's had some GOAT seasons. I don't know about
Martial ain't had like a mad
don't
GOAT team season.
Martial is going to be our top scorer en route firing us to 21 in 22. Make sure you clip this because I know a couple guys are going to try wheel up my tweet slandering him. But let man know I'm back on the hype train now. It's AM9. Fuck.
Martial is not going to be our top scorer.
It's 9 a.m. Sorry, it's 9 a.m. Get me. I'm back on the hype train. I'm not going to lie to you.
Still for 10:45.
No. Hey, just make sure. Just make sure. What? How long is the league season? 9 months.
Yeah.
9 months.
Just make sure you put £11 aside every month at it.
Wait, am I mistaken to say that the World Cup is in January?
Yeah,
no, 2022.
Yeah, that affects our season.
Yeah, not this season.
Nah, sorry. Right, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, boy, that could...
Yeah, that would throw it off.
That would throw
a
lot.
All right, then there's a couple of players that I wanted to just talk about quickly. Obviously, some of the young bucks coming through, James Garner, Amad Diallo, and Hannibal Medjugorje. What can we expect to see from them this season? You know what, yeah? I was struggling to get his name out. It's Medjugorje.
Just call him Hannibal, innit?
Hannibal.
Don't disrespect my guy.
That's actually your boy, though.
That's his boy.
Yeah, that's actually your boy.
Timmy wants his flowers for him, boy.
What are you saying? Are we going to see him this season? Do you think we're going to see anything of him or not?
He might get some cup games. He might get some cup games. But... I think maybe next season might be the best. I think maybe, bro, if I'm Ollie, yeah, fuck it. Sign Camavinga, keep Pogba one more season, then he's probably going to go on a free.
Exactly.
Then pull through the young buck, Hannibal. I'm telling you, give him one more season at 23s and, you know, garbage time minutes in cup games and that, League Cup starts and whatnot. And then next season, have him as part of the squad full time.
Mm. You might think he benefit from a loan, though, like a Bundesliga thing, one season.
No, he don't need it. Certain men just don't need it.
Nah, yeah, exactly. He's too good.
Certain men just don't need it, bro. They're just too good, bro. Like, you see how Mason Mount, yeah, Lampard trusted him, yeah. Petted his head, said, go on the pitch, bro, and play what you know how to play. Fam, man are hailing Mount like he's the best thing since sliced bread. Bro, we've got ballers better than Mount that can do that, can do times 10 what Mount was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mount went and played at Derby for a season, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, he did. But he needed
I would say is, with Medbury, I feel like if he's not going to play, if he's just going to get cheeky cup minutes, surely it'd be more beneficial to go and learn like regular football.
If they're going to send him on loan, I don't want him going on loan to Bundesliga. I don't want him going on loan to
he needs to do a Willock.
He needs to go on loan to either a low level Prem team or a Championship team.
He needs to do a Willock, definitely.
He needs the physicality of English football, because like right now he handles it pretty well. He gets kicked around every single game for the 23s, literally every single game. But seeing it at 23s and at first team level is completely different. So he's going to need to learn how to ride these challenges. He's going to need to learn how to, you know, like get tough, like quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not going to learn that in the Bundesliga where you've got 100 seconds to make a pass, or in flipping Ligue 1 where a tackle is like a push in the back. Do you know what I mean? He needs to be in a proper physical league. Yeah. And let's see if he sinks or swim. You get me? I've got no issue seeing him in flipping Bundesliga, because I know he's going to ball out there. I know he's 100% going to ball out there. But I need him in a British environment where he's getting kicked about every week. And I want to see, like, yo, I know that he's going to do it anyway, but I want to see that this boy's actually got it in him, innit?
Yeah. I think the Premier League loan would be ambitious. I don't know if any Championship teams will go for him, because I think they probably have the same concerns that you just mentioned.
He can definitely get a Championship loan. The Prem loan is probably a bit ambitious, yeah. But he could definitely get a champ loan. No issues there. And to be fair, the teams that have come up are footballing teams.
Mm.
The teams that came up are footballing side. Watford's a good footballing side. Who come up through playoffs?
Bro, I don't even know, man. This is poor. I should know.
It's the final, bro. What? Brentford. That's it. Brentford, another good footballer. Like, bro, he could get a loan to Brentford. What? Bro, yeah. Hannibal could 100% get a loan playing for Brentford. And they play good football.
Yeah, they I think he could. Whether he'd start or not is probably a different story. And I think if he's going to go on loan, then he's got to start, because otherwise it's not beneficial for him.
Norwich come up as well. He could play for Norwich as well. Bro, Todd Cantwell's all playing for Norwich.
He could play for Norwich, though.
Absolutely. Like, he could get, like, obviously relegation-level Prem teams, probably. But he can definitely play Prem ball with these guys, for sure.
Yeah. All right, I've got the same question for Ahmad. You lot reckon he's going to, obviously, we've signed Sancho now, so that right wing problem is, well, we hope he's taken care of. We've got Greenwood playing there as well. Do we think he's going to suffer this season? Is he going to get enough minutes? Or how do we see development going?
I don't know. Do you know what's crazy, yeah? And after even watching England as well, is Sancho even going to stay on the right? Because Sterling had to push to the right because Sancho wants to be on the left. Now, apparently, Sancho prefers the left. He actually prefers playing off the left. So I don't know how much Sancho has solved our right wing problem long term. So yeah, it's kind of mad because I still think we should keep Diallo, man. I personally don't want to see Hannibal or Diallo go on loan, but more so Diallo.
Jimmy's going to put on Love Island.
yeah, 100%. 100%.
I saw him look at his watch,
yeah.
Then he stood up a minute later and I said, yeah, I know it is.
Bro, Love Island, yeah.
Timmy's so dumb, bro.
Hey, man didn't know, bro. Man, we're going to talk after the, what do you call it?
For your sake, Timmy, I'm gonna go into listeners' questions now. Unless you have anything else to say about Ahmed.
No, I'm just gonna say, bro, let's keep it, bro. Let's keep pushing forward with these guys, bro.
All right, cool. So the first of the listeners' questions is from Sweet Chin Melody. Do we sign another striker after next season once Cavani goes, or do we trust Greenwood to take the spot? If so, how many games does Greenwood need to play up front to show he's ready?
That's a big question. Nah, I think that question depends on what Martial does next season. Very, very, very dependent, heavily dependent on what Martial does. If Martial stinks, sell him, sell, and get a new striker, 100%. But if not, we've got Martial and Greenwood, in my opinion, that would be good. Greenwood's only going to get older and better. So you can have a 21-year-old striker firing in goals. You know what I'm saying? It's not a new concept anymore. It's never been a new concept. But you know what I mean? Like, young strikers score loads of goals all the time. So, I don't think we'll need it if Martial performs in the season. But if not, we're probably going to have to.
Cool. Timmy?
He's not around no more.
I'm here.
Did you hear the question? Do we sign another striker next season once Cavani goes, or do we trust Greenwood to take the spot?
You trust Greenwood.
100%, yeah?
Yeah, I'm trusting Greenwood.
Okay.
He's too good, man. That's a baller, fam.
Cool. All right.
He might even be the one that takes Cavani's spot, though.
Yeah, facts.
For facts. The sake of my next question.
For the sake of your bet, you better hope not.
Yeah, I know.
Next question from Wade Wills. Would you rather have Renato Sanchez or Camavinga? And does that depend on whether Pogba is staying or going?
Camavinga, because he's younger. And you know how they talk about ceilings, but yeah. Yeah. Camavinga, man. Camavinga.
So on the rumor mill that Liverpool put in a 40 million bid for him, I don't know how true
for
that
who,
is.
Camavinga or Sanchez?
Sanchez.
Liverpool got bread, yeah?
They
ain't got bread from broke boys.
Timmy, what are you saying? Camavinga or Renato?
I think we need ready-made. I'd probably say Renato Sanchez. I think Camavinga's got more upside, but I think Camavinga might just leave after 4 years for PSG when they're ready for him. Someone like Renato Sanchez, I feel like you could probably get like 8 to 10 years out of him at a club like United. And he's quality right now, man. He's actually quality right now. Camavinga's still got a few like levels to step up, you know?
I'm scared. I'm just too scared of thingy stinking, man. When I was thinking that, I mean, you know,
memories of Swansea, yeah.
He was literally Portugal's best player at the Euros.
Yeah, I hear that. But again, remember, internationals, club. I hear you, though. But internationals and club for me is too different. Tournament football, it's just too different. For the league, week in, week out, he might just stink, bro. But again.
I heard that he's been doing it up though. So,
what in France?
Yeah.
Again, France, isn't it? Uber Eats and that.
Camavinga's Uber Eats as well. You know,
Camavinga's 18, bro. If you're 18 and doing anything, I'm with you, bro.
Okay. You got the Maggies, yeah? Cool.
No, Maggie and Love Island, fam.
Can Camavinga, Bruno and Pogba realistically play in the same team? That one's from Harry Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Yes.
Or did they make the same starting 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have Fred McTominay and Pogba. Of course.
Bro, the thing is, Camavinga would just have to just sit. You know what I mean? Like, he'd have to be the sitting midfielder. But, you know, as long as Pogba's got someone that can do his defensive dirty work, I have no issues seeing him in a pivot.
Mm.
I think him and Camavinga will be fine. Leave Bruno in the 10. Then you'll have Sancho and Rashford or Greenwood or whoever out there vibes in. And then my main hit at AM 9 a.m. Trust me.
I can't believe it.
21 in 22. Trust me.
I'm a believer, but boy, that's all relying on Sancho and Pogba and them, man. And Rashford.
Final question from Afghanistan. Excluding Kamavinga, what other midfielders and names of them do you guys think we need?
Bellingham is who I would want.
Yeah, that's a nice dream though. But bruh.
To play where though? 6 or 8?
I play Bellingham.
I play box to box, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just think he's. Bro, these guys, it's like Kamavinga. They're just too good to say no to, guys. They're just too good to say no to. And I think people overstate how important a DM is. If you've got three very competent centre midfielders in one team,
they can do that job.
Shouldn't have an issue. You know what I mean?
They can do that job.
You shouldn't have an issue. Like if you look at the France team at the Euros just gone, like. They had Rabiot, Kante, and Pogba. None of them are defensive midfielders. None of them. And they all took it in turns, really, really and truly, to get forward at times. No one just sat. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, for me personally, if you've got three midfielders that are very competent in their job, like the emphasis on a sitting DM isn't as huge for me anyway.
Yeah, like look at Chelsea. Did Chelsea have a sitting DM?
Yeah,
Jorginho, isn't it?
Jorginho, but is he a DM though?
Yeah, I personally think you need someone to sit at the base. Because I just think it's rare to find three tactically astute centre mids who all have a defensive eye on them. So I feel like you need to give someone that single responsibility because I feel like if you don't, then players start going missing and you find them in differing and weird positions. I mean, even at Liverpool, they've still got Fabinho and he does an amazing job for them. But yeah, I take your point. Cool. That's only taken 10 minutes out of your Love Island time. That's what, like the recap of yesterday.
Oh, that's break. Calm. Hey, listen, Mugga over Love Island, fam. Remember that.
Come on.
It's Mugga over Love Island, fam. So if there's any more questions, reel them off, cuz.
Nah. That's it. Those were the four questions.
Rachel can wait.
What she said? She was good today, or?
She ain't on the screen, fam, but
all right,
get me. I'm sure she's looking Chris still.
I can't lie. Rachel's Chris.
I thought you ain't watch it. I said
it's boring, but you know.
Yeah.
Get me. I bet it's on your TV now as well. I see you looking over.
you look are killing me.
Get me.
Yo, Mugga After Hours Love Island pod coming soon. Come on. Guys, thank you. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, signed one or two more players, even have a bit more to celebrate. Until then,
love.
Great. Peace. Yes,
love, 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 love.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores. Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder.
Thank you.
And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man
U. Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready! It defies description. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here.
Oh, yes! Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial!
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Sports Social Podcast Network.